Welcome everyone back here for our 92.1 KMZ MSU Sports Radio Network Locker Room Chats. Again, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with boys head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats, already off to a 2-1 start here on this season, winning the first two games of the year against Florida Central Catholic, and then a win over Pawnee City 54-35, and then getting the first loss here handed of the season here against Manhattan Chief yesterday, a loss of 61-45, just again on Tuesday. So coach, again, three games here into the season. What can you tell me about these past couple of games here for you and your team?
Well, I thought the first two games that the kids played extremely hard and pretty sound basketball for the beginning of the year, so very pleased with their effort and what they're trying to do out there, you know. And fortunately, you know, we had some players step up and got those two wins off the bat. Last night I thought we were a little sporadic at times, which you're going to have that throughout the season, but at times I thought our effort was good and put us in contention to the ball game, and then other times I thought we kind of got fatigued and kind of slowed down a little bit there in what we could have been doing. So we'll continue to try to push the kids to make sure that all the times they're out there, they're giving that max effort so that they can go out and compete for themselves and for their teammate.
Well, really, there's no other bigger step up than the step up that Wes Anderson has done. He had 26 points in the loss against Manhattan Chief. He eclipsed 1,000 points here in the basketball in his career varsity. I mean, you kind of look over at football also, overpassing 100 career passing touchdowns, and now here in basketball, over 1,000 points. He's just a great, well-rounded athlete. I mean, what can you say about him through these first three games of this season, and as we continue to kind of hammer it home here, what kind of player he's going to be like for the remainder of this season?
Well, I mean, you talk about a well-rounded athlete. I mean, he's a well-rounded kid. He's just, he's that kid you want to be around, you know. He's always competing. He's always working. Sorry. And, you know, he's just trying to be that ultimate teammate that he can be. So not only is he a well-rounded athlete, he's just a well-rounded person in general. And, I mean, as far as the future, we know that we need him to get some buckets, and we need him to kind of lead our team and settle some kids down with his experience. So we'll lean on Wes pretty good throughout the season, but I also think we have some kids that can step up with their opportunities and help Wes out when he needs it.
And upcoming here, the game slated on your schedule with Buncee on Thursday, Northern Heights there against you on Friday, and then the next Tuesday against Blue Valley Randolph, heading back against a Twin Valley League opponent, your first year taking on this season. So again, you got three upcoming matchups before we get to our next coach's show. What's going to be the attack and the game plan here for these next couple of opponents?
Well, right now, obviously, our focus is mainly on Wabunsee, so they're a really good team. I think they're 2-0. Kind of took it to Northern Heights last night down there in Wabunsee in this tournament that we're in. So we know they're going to play physical and aggressive and what we call handsy basketball, so we're going to have to be fundamentally sound and play together as a team, which I look forward to that challenge. I look forward to our players stepping up and showcasing what they can do again.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for jumping up here with us on week number 2 of Locker Room Chats. Again, good luck here on your upcoming slate of games.
Thank you. We appreciate all you do.
That was boys head coach Adam Schreiner for the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, this Locker Room Chat brought to you by Wankel Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Upcoming here for the Frankfort Wildcats, Wabunsee on Thursday, Northern Heights on Friday, and next Tuesday against the Blue Valley Randolph Rams.